go, but Dad says this is where it was lost and he wants it found.
What a waste of time. Looking for an old kedge anchor.
Well, you heard what Dad said. Keep looking.
Well, I'm thinking of all the important things I could be doing.
Like what?
Well, like helping Shorty Myers patch his skiff.
Yeah, that's real important.
Or watching that tattoo guy put a full sailing ship across Mr. Sanders' back.
Just keep looking for the kedge anchor.
Oh, all right. Hey, where'd Flipper go?
Who knows? No, but it sure sounded like a big one.
Woo!
We call him Flipper, Flipper. You'll see him smile right from the start. Play it smart. Beware of Flipper, Flipper. He's such a lover. You will discover when he steals your heart.
That's a mine.
A what?
A mine. Those things sticking up are triggered.
Flipper, come here! Flipper, come here! Flipper, now, come here! What's the mine doing over here?
It drifted, I guess. Look, you better go get Dad. I'll stay here and keep people away till he gets here.
Okay. Listen, Sandy, someone's got to stay here to keep Flipper away from the mine. So, I think I can handle him better. So why don't you go get that?
Let's see you get him over here.
Okay. Flipper! Flipper, come here now! See, I told you. Now you could go get that, okay?
Okay. But stay away from that mine or you'll both be plastered all over the ocean.
Don't worry about us. Flipper, come here.
Bud and I just found a floating mine.
Where?
South of Beacon Point by the old jetty.
Are you sure it's a mine?
I'm positive.
All right, you start the launch. I'll get a rifle and detonate it. Get away from this mine!
What's that?
Go on, move!
All right.
Come on, Flipper.
Thank you.
fella.
Flipper's tangled up in a steel cable attached to the mine. I'll have to try and cut him loose.
Boys! Boys, I don't want to frighten you, but you've got to know the truth here. Tide's going out very fast. And if this mine hits those rocks, that's going to be it.
But, Dad, what about Flipper?
I'm going to try and help him, bud. Bring me the life raft and the tools. And then you head back to the house and get my underwater cutting torch. Hurry now! Come on, Sandy! All right, hold the tools. Watch Flipper now. Cutting torch. Hurry up now.
Okay.
All right, Flipper. You're out of the water anyway. All right, hang on, buddy.
Get the torch. I'll turn the boat around.
Take off!
Boys will be back any minute. Hang on, buddy.
Good, boys. Now, Sandy, I want you to take the launch out 500 feet, and I don't want you to come any closer, you understand?
But, Dad, have you got time?
I've got time, bud. Now, remember, don't come in any closer.
I won't. You aren't going to take any chances, are you, Dad?
Not even for Flipper.
I know what I'm doing, boys. All right, hold that, Sandy. All right, hand it to me when I get down. Thank you.
he loose yet?
No, he's still caught, but I ran out of oxygen. WD-9598, calling Coast Guard. WD-9598, calling Coast Guard. Come in, please.
This is Coast Guard. Come in, Porter.
Coast Guard, I need another tank of oxygen for a portable XK-2 cutting rig. Our position is about 2.5 miles off Beacon Point near the old jetty. Do you read me? Over.
We read you, and it's on its way. Over and out.
Roger, Coast Guard. Thank you.
Isn't there anything we can do for him, Dad?
There's nothing we can do for him, Sandy.
Okay, Dad.
I've cut the net, but it's still around Flipper. And he can't swim.
Coast Guard helicopter. This is WD-9598. Come in, please. mine's getting closer to the rocks. Get ready to pick up Dad Frogman style.
Too close for comfort, huh?
Yeah, but we made it.
And Flipper's safe, thanks to you, Dad.
Well, but I hope Flipper knows next time how dangerous a mine can be.
It sure taught me a lesson, though.
It has?
Yes, sir. The next time I hear an explosion, I'm just going to take Flipper and go in the other direction.
Beware of Flipper, Flipper, he's such a